WTAW News Time is 4 after 8. 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than half of the violent crimes in Brazos County is related to domestic violence. That led to getting a grant where a number of agencies participated yesterday in training to prevent domestic violence homicides and serious injuries. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew, who heads the DA's Family Violence Division, says victims are at the highest risk of being killed by their partner in the first 2 weeks after leaving the relationship.
So in this cases where law enforcement is there, they can immediately hook them up with the services that Twin City Missions provides in order to safely allow them to leave their abuser and be safe and away from that situation.
Local law enforcement and others who come in contact with victims, including those who work at shelters, participated in the training program yesterday that's being used in 34 states. The week after a Bryan woman was placed on probation for her second drunk driving conviction, she's in jail accused of her third DWI.
College Station police arrested 40-year-old Robin D. Willis Tuesday afternoon following a three-vehicle crash at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman. Last week, she was given 2 years probation and ordered to perform 100 hours of community service after pleading guilty to her second DWI that took place December 28th. A Somerville man spent 4 hours in jail before posting bond following his arrest for DWI with three prior convictions. Bryan police arrested 40-year-old Eric Jason Stewart following a traffic stop near Sioux Haswell Park. It's after a witness in College Station reported a pickup they were following was swerving and changing speeds on William D. Fitch and the freeway. A Bryan man who apologized to police for almost hitting a patrol car spent 20 minutes in jail before posting bond for drunk driving with two prior convictions. Bryan police report the car driven by 36-year-old Vidal Barrera also ran two stop signs before coming to a stop on South College near South Main and the Texas Avenue Bend. According to the arrest report, Barrera said he had drank 8 beers over a period of 4.5 hours. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man out of prison for assaulting a family member and a public servant is accused of participating in an armed robbery 2 weeks ago. Bryan police identified 23-year-old Peter Russell Olson as the mass suspect in the holdup at Pepe's restaurant. Photos of Olson are online at WTAW.com. As a divided Bryan City Council resolves how much money has gone into the Traditions development, the newest councilman is a supporter of the Westside Housing and Golf Area. Buppy Simic on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Traditions was the catalyst for what has followed on Bryan's west side.
We wouldn't have the Bauer Corridor and a lot of the development on the west side. So Traditions is a great development in, for the city, but also long-term is going to have great benefits financially for the city.
CIMAC, who also supports the city's contract diverting gray water to Traditions, doesn't know of any plans to sell it to other parties. The Texas Workforce Commission is giving Blinn College Brenham two training grants that total almost $900,000. The first grant presented yesterday will train 341 employees of Katy-based Igloo products. Next Monday, the state will present a grant to train 771 employees of Brenham's Bluebell and Stanpak USA packaging plants. WTAW News Time is 8 after 8. It's 38 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee. It's 8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop in and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure's just off to our southeast this morning. The system's going to be responsible for a beautiful conclusion to the work week. Abundant sunshine today with a high of 55 to 60. Tonight, clouds roll in. There could be a few showers. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Clearing tomorrow, it's going to warm up to probably 60 degrees. We have clear weather in the forecast for tomorrow night. Lows dropping to 35 to 40. Sunshine at 65 to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. It's Friday. Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you.
You had asked me this actually just yesterday, and I was so glad that I have the answer for you today. You said, why can't Megyn Kelly write a book so we can know more about her?
And?
She's going to write a book.
Yes.
$10 million advance.
$10 million.
How old is she? She's not even 40 yet. How could that be? How does that work?
Hmm.
Everything you wanted to know about Megyn Kelly. All you got to do is ask, Donald Trump. He's got a pretty interesting opinion of it.
I think he does.
This is pretty cool. Johnny Cash has been honored in a way he probably would have loved. Newsweek says that a newly discovered species of tarantula that is all black and was found near Folsom State Prison is going to be called the Ananopelia Johnny Cashy. You like it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. You get yourself a spider named after you. You brought guests.
I did, and both of these guests are about a foot and a half taller than you and me.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
But they're here to talk about the big event. We've got Colin Kruger and Rachel Lessiger.
Wonderful. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're doing good. Thank you.
Are y'all early morning people? Is this being here at 8 o'clock? Is this anything, Rachel, that you normally do? Yeah.
This is actually not. I have no 8 a.m. classes. I don't start until noon any day. So this is a little different for me.
On a Friday. Thanks for doing that for you.
Course,
I really do appreciate that. Colin, what about you? Are you a morning guy?
I'm a member of the Corps of Cadets. I've been up for a few hours already.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I got you. All right, so Rachel, what's the last movie you saw?
What is the last movie I saw? I think it was Star Wars, honestly.
Oh, really?
It was. It was a great movie, too.
You liked it?
Yes.
Had you seen a lot of them before then, or is this like a...
I actually had not seen any of them until about December of this year, and my roommate made me watch all of them before. I'm really glad she did, and it was a really great movie, so I saw it, and I loved it.
So now that's something you can talk to your parents about,
yes,
right?
Yes, my dad loved to talk to me over Christmas break about it now that I watched it. So it was great.
All right, Colin, what was the last movie you saw?
So I saw the movie Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Amazing. I saw it four times.
Okay.
Me and my...
Wait a minute. Wait. I heard that last part again.
I saw it four times.
Did you miss something in the first three? Did you say, I got to do one more?
I just loved it. I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan.
Okay.
And when Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg get together, there's... It's always common goal.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
it is.
Yeah.
My family and I, we love Will Ferrell. We quote Will Ferrell all the time. And so I saw it. I saw it first time with my family, second time with my family, third time with a friend, fourth time with my family.
Okay.
So,
wow, what's Thanksgiving dinner like at your house? That must be something.
It's literally dinner for about 15 minutes, and it's movie quotes for 2.5 hours after that.
That's awesome.
And it's the best. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right, there you go. Very good. Well, we're here to actually talk about the big event. Rachel, this is something that obviously has been going on a long time. How long have you personally been involved in the big event?
I have been involved for the past 3 years. So I started my freshman year as a staff assistant. So I got to go out into all the residents' homes and kind of ask them what they needed, kind of survey their homes and make sure everything was set for the day of. And then I've been a part of committee for the past 2 years, so taking on a little bit bigger role within the organization, which has been really cool to kind of see how the organization has developed in the past couple of years.
Sure, sure. Colin, how about you?
So this is actually, I'm a senior, and I knew I never got a chance to really be involved except for on the day of, actually volunteering. And so I figured, why not give it a shot my senior year? So this is actually my first year to be part of the actual committee.
The administration part of it and that kind of thing. How many years have you been doing this?
How many years of what?
Have we been doing this?
I believe the first one was in like 1986, something.
Rachel, do you still find people who don't know what the big event is?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting, interesting.
There's a lot. It's more people who have been like moved here recently. And so I went out to a house yesterday, actually, and this was their first year participating. Didn't know much about it, but he had heard great things about it. And I was like, you're going to love it. You're going to have students come out to your house. It'll be a great day. So, but it was great kind of getting to like talk to him about what it is and like just share that message with the new people coming into College Station.
Yeah, and obviously it's a giant work project where the students at A&M kind of give back to the community, which is kind of is a neat deal. Colin, What's the most fun that you had in your years so far working it, and what was the hardest one?
Oh, man, I must say, so the most fun I had was probably my sophomore year. My outfit and the Corps Cadets, we partnered with the sorority, and so, you know, it was like one guy for every three girls. And so, you know, I went to one job, and it was me and one other guy, and then like six girls. And, you know, that was fun to begin with. But the job was, you know, was like moving boulders and moving rocks and stuff. And so it was just me and the other guy doing everything while I was kind of washed. So it was fun. You know, they were like being cheerleaders and whatnot, like, you know, cheering us on. And so basically we were actually there for like 6 hours or something. And me and the other guy did all the work, and they kind of just like sat and watched and laughed. Yeah. So it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, there are some guidelines, though, some things that people need to understand that the students can do and can't do. Kind of run over those for us.
Right. So what the students cannot do, so obviously we are not allowed to use power tools. So that's one thing that, like, I kind of had to learn for myself, because I remember going out freshman year and someone was like, oh, can someone mow my yard? And I was like, of course. And I went back and the execs were like, no, we can't do that.
You got to walk that one back.
Yeah. So I was like, so I had to go back and tell them that we couldn't, which was kind of sad. But that's one thing that we definitely cannot do. But for like can do, we can go out there, we can rake leaves, we can wash windows, really anything that you need to do that we can use with our hands and the tools that we provide, we are more than welcome to do.
Okay, now again, the tools that you provide, you bring the tools with you.
Yes, so we ask the residents themselves if they have any that they would like to donate for us to use for the day. So just because we only have a limited amount, so like if they have them, we would like love to use them. But if not, we have tools in a shed, like five huge sheds. We have tons of tools. So like we are more than welcome to bring out tools to make sure that we get the job done for the day of.
All right, so Colin, let's say that you think you have a project. They get in touch with you. What kind of information do they need to be able to give the person they have first contact with?
So how this works is, as a staff assistant, like Rachel was her freshman year, a person will follow on the line at bigeventonline.tamu.edu. That's kind of how you online register for it.
Say that slower.
Sorry.
That's all right.
bigeventonline.tamu.edu.
Okay, bigeventonline.tamu.edu. TAMU.edu.
Yes, all right. Sir.
Okay, so you do that. You fill out the form.
So they fill out the form, and that comes to our database. And after that, a member of either exec or committee will look over the job, enter it at the computer, and assign it to a staff partnership, because every staff has a guy and a girl partnership. And then so the staff people will call the resident, ask them to set up kind of a time that they can go out there and kind of look at the job, what they need to be done. So they'll set up a time. They'll go out there. And they'll kind of get to know the people, the residents, kind of get a really good relationship with them, kind of small talk at first, and then you're like, okay, it's, you know, time to get on to business. You know, what do we got going on here? And so they tell the staff what job they need to be done and whatnot. And so they kind of the staff and the resident will kind of, you know, go back and forth and see how many students need to be there. They will see like what kind of tools they need, whether or not they can do the job, like Rachel said earlier. So just a lot of kind of logistics talking over that. And, you know, if you come back and, like, something is wrong, you have to kind of go back. So you're actually in constant communication with the residents throughout the whole process. It's kind of really cool.
So folks will understand, I mean, you're not going to be there until sunset. It's not a sunrise to sunset thing.
No.
So you need to understand there's a certain scope to the work and there's a certain time to the work. And it sounds like you've got plenty of students who have volunteered.
Yes.
So you may have to have more than one team out there to do whatever's done. But
definitely,
kind of a clear definition of what needs to be done. So what is the deadline? When's the event itself, and then when's the deadline to register?
The actual event is April 2nd this year, and the deadline to apply to be part of the big event is February 19th.
Okay, so that's coming up.
Yes.
Do they need to be at home when the work is being done?
They do. Someone needs to be present, not the whole family member, but at least one member has to be present for them to come.
Okay, all right. And once again, what's the website where they sign up?
bigeventonline.tamu.edu.
Okay. Anything we've left out, Colin, that we need to tell the folks?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sokol, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. You have anything else for us this morning?
Just a quick mention that it's not too early to start thinking about part-time and seasonal work during the summertime for City of College Station. We'll have the typical things open that you would expect: lifeguards, recreation assistants, swim coaches, water fitness instructors, and so forth. So those positions, as well as other part-time and full-time positions, are posted right now at cstx.gov.
There you go. It's the community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The labor market slowed substantially in January, a potential reflection of employer caution tied to market unrest that could weigh on expectations the Fed could raise interest rates in March. Payrolls increased by a lower than expected 151,000 in January. The unemployment rate obtained through a separate survey fell slightly to 4.9%. The unemployment rate was last below 5% in November 2007. Tyson Foods, the biggest U.S. meat processor, has reported a 49% rise in quarterly profit helped by lower feed and livestock costs. Revenue fell 15%, but the results were better than expected, and shares are up more than 4% in pre-market trading. Weyerhaeuser's quarterly profit tumbled 64%, hurt by one-time charges and lower sales volumes at its wood product segment. Federal Way, Washington-based Weyerhaeuser, also forecast significantly lower earnings from its cellulose fibers segment. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks finished higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Busy times at the Bush Library Museum as usual. And David's here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you're right. It's really busy. We're celebrating President's Day.
Yeah.
You know, this month and the anniversary of the Gulf War. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, let's get cracking then. So, first event coming up on the 11th. Is that right?
Yeah. It's our education program. It's called Alligators in the East Room. We're welcoming Tom Borcher. He's a White House historian.
Okay.
So he's going to be talking about the different, you know, different presidents who've lived in the White House and what they've done and, like, who's remodeled the White House, who was Barbara Bush's four-legged friend in the, you know, pool and whatnot, and which president had alligators in the East Room.
See, that's cool. You know, the History Channel has taught us some of those little esoteric things that are out there. I mean, how many people have seen the White House or maybe even gone on a White House tour? And so he'll be kind of giving us some really behind-the-scenes stuff. Huh?
Yeah, and I talked to our education director, Shirley, and she says that he really puts a comedic spin on things, so he's mm-hmm. really, really funny about it. But he is, you know, being a historian, and it's geared toward kids,
mm-hmm.
but she said like 3rd to 8th grade, third grade to 8th grade, but it's really for everybody. I think it's just going to be a really interesting thing. It's going to start on the 11th. There's two programs, actually, 10:30 and 12:30.
Okay.
So hopefully people have the opportunity to come out and see it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, but the 11th's a busy day because you got something else that night, right?
Yeah, we have an issues forum that starts at 7 o'clock. It's called The Lightning of the Storm of the 101st Airborne Division. We're going to be welcoming best-selling author and 101st Airborne Division veteran Stephen Wee.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be speaking. He has his book called G-Day, Rendezvous with Eagles, and he's going to be speaking about his experience during the Gulf War, the 100-hour war there, and from his personal experiences, he's talked to other soldiers, he's done research, so he's going to bring that all. He was a forward observer there, so he's going to bring all this information and share it with us, and afterwards, there's going to be a book signing and a reception, and I don't know if anybody's gone to the receptions, but once again, you know, the Tracy does a great job at, you know, catering the events, and there's wine and there's great food. So we really hope everybody can come out and enjoy that.
Sure. And we can't really even go all the way through the month. We have so many things going on. But what after the 11th do we have pretty close?
Well, you know, on the 16th, we have a very special guest coming in, Ambassador Seashon Siv.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be joining us at the Presidential Library. And
we're going to have him in studio, huh?
And he's going to be in studio, yeah. you know, he's going to be talking about presidential leadership. He has his book. It's called Golden Bones. And it's about the story of his life. You know, he escaped the killing fields of Cambodia in 1976. He came to this country as a refugee with nothing more than his, like, mom's scarf, you know, a bag of rice or whatnot, and $2. Really next to nothing. And you know, I did some research on him. You know, he was a taxi cab driver and did all these things, and eventually went to Columbia University, got his master's degree in international relations, and he was the deputy assistant to the president from 1989 to 93 for 41.
Yeah.
And then he was also the ambassador to United Nations for George W.
Yeah.
And from 2001 to 2006. So it's an amazing and incredible story that I think people would love, you know, be very interested in hearing.
Yeah, all right. That's coming up on the 16th. And again, he'll be in for a little sneak peek ahead of time on the 16th. If they want some more information about this, and there are other things going on, we just didn't have time to talk about them today that are happening this month, what do they do?
Oh, yeah. In addition to that, there's also going to be another reception and a book signing after that event as well. And once again, the easiest way is to go to bush41.org,
mm-hmm.
click on the events tab, and then you could scroll down and see all our events. We have multiple, about six events going on this month that we didn't even speak about all of them.
Yeah.
And the easiest way is you just go down, you can click the registration button underneath the events. You can call us at 691-4068,
mm-hmm.
or you can email us at reservations.bush@nara.gov.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Aggie basketball would take its second loss in SEC play last night in Nashville, Tennessee at Memorial Coliseum, as Vanderbilt will defeat the Aggies 77-60. Aggs were able to close in at halftime, only to see Vanderbilt jump up to 7 by the halftime at 40-33. They outscored the Aggies in the second half, 37-27. For the night, A&M would shoot 36.8%, 32% in the second half. We were out-rebounded 38-31. Leading scorer in the game for A&M was Morales, who had 13. Aggies now will take on South Carolina at Reed coming up tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. 2:30 is our broadcast on this radio station. That game is sold out. 77-60, Vanderbilt over A&M. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit homeexpobcs.com for more info.
Kim Commando here with the incredible story about the rise and fall of an American icon, GoPro. And yes, I did use the phrase rise and fall. The odds were against GoPro from its beginning in 2004. Camera phones had arrived. Consumers were abandoning digital cameras. Yet GoPro offered something radically new, incredible high-def broadcast quality video from an inexpensive camera weighing ounces. They've sold more than 15 million. They've taken us everywhere. Jaw-dropping scenes from the top of Mount Everest to the bottom of the ocean, soaring with eagles on drones and in fighter jets. When the company went public in 2013, the stock rocketed to $90 a share. But GoPro had an Achilles heel. As it turned out, they have no other products to sell except cameras. Sales have fallen from $90 a share to today's stock price, around $12, and falling. Is GoPro the next Kodak? Can it even survive? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The world is an insecure place. News headlines tell the story. Cyber criminals target people just like you and me. Businesses, large and small. Your challenge? Our challenge. At Kaspersky Lab, we think smart to outsmart those who do harm. With more than 3,000 IT security specialists working around the clock to anticipate the threats, to rethink the solutions, to build smarter technology, and to make it all available to you. That's why more than 270,000 businesses, more than 400 million individual users, all rely on Kaspersky Lab, the power to protect. Learn more about Kaspersky Lab and our award-winning technologies, products for your home, your business, and online at Kaspersky.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A training program used in 34 states that's been recognized for its success in combating domestic violence came to Brazos County this week. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew, who heads the DA's Family Violence Division, says local law enforcement learned new techniques for interviewing victims.
Based on that research, they've identified certain factors that these victims have in common. And it has each of these officers, when they go out to the scene of a domestic violence incident, to ask a set of questions. And based on the victim's responses or refusals to answer certain questions, it calculates a score which lets the officer know how dangerous is this situation, how much risk is this victim currently in.
Eskew says the training also involved recognizing how victims respond to those who are in contact with them, including investigators and those who work at shelters.
Based on the officer's belief that this victim is a high risk or a high danger victim, and immediately plug them into services. And Phoebe's Home is immediately contacted while the officers are on scene and speaks with the victim of the offense in order to immediately try to get her into services.
Eskew says more than half of the violent crimes in Brazos County are due to domestic violence. Bryan Police has identified one of two people accused of an armed robbery at Pepe's restaurant nearly 2 weeks ago. That's after assisting DPS with contacting the owner of a vehicle that was involved in a pursuit the same night. After collecting evidence from a home on Warren Circle, BPD identified the masked man in the holdup as 23-year-old Peter Russell Olson of Bryan. Police say Olson, who is armed and dangerous, is wanted on multiple felony warrants, including aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. According to online jail records, Olson was sentenced in December 2010 to a total of 5 years for assaulting a family member, assaulting a public servant, violating two protective orders, and possession of a prohibited weapon. Anyone who has information about Olson or the identity of the second person is to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. A San Antonio man arrested by College Station police last week for burglary of a vehicle is also accused of trashing a city jail cell.
Charles Leone IV, who was held by residents on Fairview Avenue before officers arrived, is accused of breaking a fire sprinkler. Leone and another inmate were sprayed, and the water damaged 8 mattresses and pillows. A Bryan woman arrested last month for assault causing bodily injury remains in jail after being accused of punching a Brazos County detention officer in the forehead. Deputy was taken to the hospital for treatment of the bump to the head. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Camilla Davis struck the officer while she was being returned to her cell, where it had been cleaned after she smeared feces. A Navasota woman's out of the Brazos County jail after she was arrested for assaulting four Bryan emergency room nurses. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 29-year-old Roxanne Morales was carried into the ER by two friends after she had been drinking for about a week. A Bryan man accused of five burglaries last year remains in jail on a parole violation. Bryan Police caught 46-year-old Andre Rashawn Riley following a foot chase with witnesses to a burglary at the Handy Stop at Villa Maria and Cabot. A College Station man's out of jail on bond following his arrest for an armed robbery that was reported December 30th. College Station police identified the suspect, 24-year-old Donald Devon Evans, through a photo from the phone app called Tagged. According to the arrest report, that's how the victim met Evans. A small assault rifle was used in the robbery in the parking lot of Campus Village Apartments, which was interrupted when two maintenance men appeared. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The newest member of the Bryan City Council is looking for improvements along Texas Avenue. That was the first priority listed by Buppy Simak during a visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I know that's going to be a long-term project, but it's something that needs to be started now. Look at downtown. It didn't happen overnight. It's taken years, and that's something I think that's very important.
That includes offering business incentives.
If they want to go in and rebuild or do upgrades, to somehow give them some tax incentives to where you could change the property values would go up, maybe cap it for a short period of time.
What he doesn't want to see is a center median on Texas that blocks traffic making left turns.
I think that's very difficult for a lot of businesses on in any thoroughfare to have a raised median to where it blocks traffic.
A few blocks to the west, SIMAC supports longtime plans to rebuild South College from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs, which he says dates back to around 2000. Blinn College Brenham has received the first of two Texas Workforce Commission training grants that have a combined value of nearly $900,000. The state presented a $384,000 grant that will provide safety and skills training for employees of Katy-based Igloo Products. The training will upgrade 277 current jobs and create 64 new jobs. And next Monday at noon, there will be a ceremony at Brenham's Bluebell Ice Cream Parlor. The state is presenting a $500,000 grant to provide job training for 771 new and current employees of Bluebell and Brenham's Stanpak USA packaging operation. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It is 41 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Gehring with College Station Medical Center, Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports and Orthopedics, and how we can live like those in the Blue Zone. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. It's 8:38. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
High pressure's just off to our southeast this morning. The system's going to be responsible for a beautiful conclusion to the work week. Abundant sunshine today with a high of 55 to 60. Tonight, clouds roll in. There could be a few showers. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Clearing tomorrow, it's going to warm up to probably 60 degrees. We have clear weather in the forecast for tomorrow night, lows dropping to 35 to 40. Sunshine and 65 to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M playing basketball tomorrow against South Carolina.
Number 24.
I love Coach Martin. You just look at him and he just looks like he'll burn
holes
he
in
could
you.
Burn holes through granite.
Yep.
So I got tickets 695-1620. Who is the first person to sing the national anthem at a Super Bowl? 695-1620. 695-1620. Pair of tickets to tomorrow's Texas A&M basketball game with South Carolina. 695-1620, the first person to sing the national anthem at Super Bowl. The reason I say that is because the University of Arizona and Michigan bands played it in the first one. And in the second one, Grambling University did. Quit typing. Quit looking for it. Stop
I found it.
It.
Found okay. it. Wait, I think.
Hello?
Don't give
What's
clues
the
or he'll be
I'm
mad.
Not.
Whitney Houston.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620, the first person to sing the national anthem.
No, but I think hers
Super Bowl.
Was the longest.
What's the answer?
Rosemary Clooney.
No, it wasn't. Thank you. 695-1620. Hi there. What's the answer?
Louis Armstrong.
No, thank you. 695-1620. He may have played it, though. I'm not sure. The first person to sing the national anthem.
Hmm.
Yeah. 695-1620. I didn't know they did a Pledge of Allegiance. They did the Pledge of Allegiance in Super Bowl III. That was pretty interesting.
Okay.
And they did it in Super Bowl IV. They had astronauts do it. That's pretty interesting. Hi, what's the answer?
Hello.
They hung up. First person to sing, 695-1620. 695-1620. And, you know, one time the trumpeter dude from the Dallas Cowboys did it.
Oh.
Tommy Loy, if you remember him.
Yeah.
He played the national anthem. What's the answer?
I'm taking a wild guess and say Frank Sinatra.
No, thank you. I don't think Frank ever performed there. 695-1620 is for a pair of tickets to Texas A&M and South Carolina. Who's the first person to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Who is it?
Was it Anita Bryant?
It was Anita Bryant.
Ding, 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 ding.
Did you look it up? It's okay.
Heck
if you
did. No.
You knew this?
I'm old enough to remember it.
All right. Oh, wow.
Who's this?
Eddie Balch.
What's your... Lee?
Eddie.
Eddie, I'm sorry. And what's your last name?
Balch, B-O-L-C-H.
All right, Eddie, I got tickets for Texas A&M basketball tomorrow against South Carolina.
Great.
Come by and pick them up here at Crystal Park. Thanks.
Will do. Thank
right, see
you.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Way to go.
Very cool.
Yeah. So cool. That's it. It was Anita Bryant. So, and apparently they stopped doing the Pledge of Allegiance in Super Bowl V.
Huh.
Now, why'd they do that?
Don't know.
You know? That's kind of crazy. Al Hurt played the national anthem once, and then was the halftime dude like a few years later.
Yeah, Al Hurt was the next year. He was in four. Grambling State Marching Band.
Yeah.
They got to perform a couple of times.
That's kind
of
fun. Who knew? Did you know Charlie Pride got to sing the national anthem? 1974,
no, I did not.
And the University of Texas Band was the halftime entertainment at that time.
No kidding.
Yep. Up with People.
Yeah, I remember that.
Boy, remember when that's what and then the year after that was in 1976, the year after that was It's a Small World by Disney, which made people tear their ears off because they played that damn song.
Over and over.
The other thing, in 1978, that's when the Tyler Apache Bells were the halftime show. And once again, Pete Fountain and Al Hurt were the halftime entertainment. The national anthem was sung by Phyllis Kelly. And you're going,
who?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
Northeast Louisiana State. This was, I guess, a New Orleans Super Bowl.
It was,
where that happened. Now, and what happened was we talked about whatever happened to Phyllis Kelly. And about a half an hour later, we got a call from a male voice saying, "This is Phyllis Kelly. I've been through some changes." and of course, it wasn't. It was somebody just playing along. So we appreciated that. That was back, I think, when Jay was still here. So that was a few years ago. But we actually had tried to find her. We got in touch. It's not Northeast Louisiana University anymore. Is that Lala? I'm not sure if that's...
I don't know.
I'm not sure where Northeast...
Oh, here,
yeah, I know.
Louisiana Monroe.
Okay, all right. So we called Louisiana Monroe in the music department, tried to find Phyllis Kelly. They didn't know who she was. I'm thinking, this is somebody who sang the national anthem?
At the Super Bowl.
And they went to your school and you don't know anything about them? But anyway, those are the things.
Well, and I'm on Wikipedia right now, and she doesn't. Have a link. You can't click on her.
She has somehow, some way, just drifted away. Just drifted away.
Wow.
So anyhow, well, let me see. Apparently, we do have a national anthem now. They've gone back to that, huh? Is that? I mean,
a pledge of allegiance.
They don't have a pledge of allegiance. Like, they don't have that. Okay. All right. So who sang last year? Do you remember?
I mean, I'm looking at it.
I know.
I guess
see.
I shouldn't say. I did not remember this, though, so
that's
I won't
the problem.
Answer.
That's the whole problem, is you don't remember any of this.
No,
stuff.
I don't. I don't at all.
All you want to do is get it over with or time it to see if your prop bet won. You know, you're betting $5 or the guys around the poker table is going to last longer than this. Who is Idina Menzel? I mean, I have no idea.
Let it go.
Oh, well, is that her?
Let it go.
Okay, all right. All right.
That is Idina Menzel.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I get yelled at when I sing. That's what kind of sway you now have on the show.
Well, that's, you know, what can I say? All right, so that's it.
I'm looking at multiple performers of the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Joel got to do it twice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he in 1989 in Miami, and then again in 2007.
Well, that's pretty cool. Is he the only one who's, as far as a singer?
That's what I'm seeing
wow.
right now,
okay.
Yes.
Well, that's not bad. Well, while we're talking about music and stuff like that, it is now Sir Van Morrison.
Oh,
Van Morrison was knighted yesterday. Let that sink in. That's pretty dang amazing. Do you know what his real name is? I didn't know this.
No.
His real name is Ivan.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'd have gone by Van, too.
Well, that's probably right. Anyway, 70 years old, Sir Van Morrison, the blue-eyed soul singer from Belfast, knighted by Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace. UK's ITV News says the prince was worried that Van would be giving up music. Van told His Royal Highness, "No, I'm not. I'm going to keep on doing it for as long as I can." Now that he's a knight, he was asked if fans can still call him Van the Man. And
Sir Van the Man.
He said, take your pick. During the ceremony, where, of course, he's touched on the shoulder by the sword, he did have to remove his trademark hat. So Sir George Ivan Morrison is 70 years old. Good for him.
Very cool.
So somebody called Burger King in Moreau Bay, California, and convinced employees to do something dumb called Last Saturday, claiming to be someone from the fire department. The caller told them that there was a gas leak, and then to keep from the building blowing up, they needed to ventilate the gas, and the best way to do that was to smash all of the windows. So they did.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
There was no gas leak, obviously. There were no windows in the store, obviously, when they got done. I mean, wow. I guess you have a staff meeting about that and say, if somebody calls and tells you to smash the windows, don't do it? Or is it if your mother told you to jump off a cliff or all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you do it? How convincing can you sound to be able to, well, again, who knows who the people were?
I was going to say, who was on the other end of the phone?
You know how you fix that? I'll tell you exactly how you fix that.
How do you fix that?
Is you pay those workers $15 an hour.
Yes.
And that's it. That'll
yes.
solve it. Yes, it will.
This past football season, I had a great time calling Navasota football with Tim Schnettler. And on occasion, when Tim or I missed a game, a former coach, a former Navasota public address announcer, and now the superintendent of the Navasota ISD joined us doing color commentary. Rory Gesch did a great job at that, but his passion every day is the kids of the Navasota ISD. And this year, they're focused on climate. No, not outdoor climate.
We came back this year with a focus on literacy, also a focus on our campus climates and affecting how we relate to our students as well as the discipline on those climates. Student achievement is always up there as a big part of that, and student advancement, getting them where they need to go to be ready for their future and what it holds for them out there in the real world, whether they're the young class of 2026 that's starting down at the very start of it, or the class of 2016 that's going to be graduating next spring. And then also with our teachers and staff, how we support them and have a quality staff, whether that's building it through staff development and really focusing on our professional development and the data we're using with our teachers, or just trying to tell them thank you for the job they do and the work they do all the time. So we've had a lot of fun starting this school year and with some great people, from our teachers to our kids.
No rose-colored glasses here, though. Rory Gesch knows that there's challenges involved, and being prepared for those challenges is the key to it all.
We're continually looking at our student improvement. Literacy is our top concern this year because we're really concerned with the literacy of not only our students but our community, but trying to affect our developmental reading program. We've made some changes in that with the way our teachers are attacking that through the phonics-based program, as well as just through our guiding reading practice in that and trying to get everybody on the same page and monitor that in our early years so we can make the start as even as possible for our kids. And so we believe that'll help our academic achievement overall, but it'll help our kids' success in life.
Extracurricular activities are big on all campuses, including the Navasota ISD, and you ask Rory Gesch about it, and he's quick to brag on it, doesn't mind at all.
I believe when I got here in 2006 as assistant superintendent, I think we have 12 Diamondettes, and out there at halftime right now, there's 48 of them on the field, along with growth in our band. We have a big media program now where we have students running around with cameras and controlling our scoreboard here, and they also do an annual film festival every May down at the local theater and take that over with great success to a packed house. So I think all those are indicators of what our students are reaching and trying to do. Had national champions represented in FFA as well as history and science fair. So those are all great things.
Not only great things, but the kind of things that can lead students to careers.
Yeah, and I think that's what we look for the future of our students and where the academic piece fits in there and having a solid base for our students. And we continue to look at that. Our teachers are looking at data down to the kids so that will help direct that path and improve the quality of the product that we're putting out in the classroom. And we know that comes from our teachers and our faculty, and we can't say enough about those folks.
Good work, good times, and a good superintendent, Rory Gesch, in the Navasota ISD. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start the new year off right. For a limited time, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. This special offer won't last long, so make a New Year's resolution. Let American Lube Centers help you take care of your vehicles. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
852, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Who couldn't use more money in their wallet, right? And one simple way to get it is to stop wasting food. Estimated a family of four could save $1,500 a year by being more careful with the food they buy. That's over $100 a month. About 40% of the food U.S. Americans buy goes to waste. About 40%. Separate out households from commercial entities like restaurants, and around 20% of what we purchase at the supermarket eventually finds its way into the trash bin. This according to Dana Gunnards, senior analyst for the National Resource Defense Council and the author of a book called Waste-Free Kitchen Handbook. Nobody wakes up in the morning wanting to waste food, but it happens in little bits and pieces, she says. We are so price-sensitive in the store that when we get home and eventually throw out a quarter of a cheese that we just bought, we don't realize we're talking about a buck and a half. All starts with being more deliberate about what you buy and when you buy it. Throwing away a lot of lettuce, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I try to do a pretty good job, but I hate making lists before I go to the store.
Sure.
So I usually end up buying at least something a little too extra.
Yeah, and then, you know, you don't end up eating it, so that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now get this. I found this to be somewhat interesting. Stuff that you thought you knew about airlines that you might not. You know all the armrests can be raised except the one next to the aisle, right?
Right.
Turns out that one can be raised as well via a small button in a divot on the underside of the armrest.
Oh, because that's the hardest thing is getting out of the row.
Right. Can be useful if you want to also kind of spread out a little bit. Some flight attendants may tell you about it. Some of them might not. Airlines have different flying styles. Southwest, for example, tends to climb quickly and then request direct routing or shortcuts from air traffic controllers since they're above most conflicting traffic. It's one of their signature tricks, and it usually works. This can cut significant time off the flight. American Airlines, on the other hand, tends to be gentle for efficiency and passenger comfort. They also report that they're chopping turbulence when the guys say it's smooth. They always report it when the guys say that it's smooth. Now, this is interesting. I mean, I kind of like that with Southwest Airlines. That's kind of, I've always thought of them as kind of being in your face, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get where we're going. Dogs hate flying. Agents will try to calm the dog by talking to it, so having the pet's name on the crate is a good idea.
Oh, so this is if you, like, book your
pet. Yeah, exactly, if you're going to go ahead and board them and put them on the plane. Cats, on the other hand, take it all in stride, because after all, they're cats.
Yeah.
They figure the plane's flying for them anyway. The reason they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first and then assist a child is because at an altitude of 40,000 feet, you only have 12 to 20 seconds of breathing normal air before you become unconscious. There's no problem if the child becomes unconscious for a few seconds because they'll regain it as soon as they get the oxygen mask on. Mm. But if you haven't put yours on and you pass out, then two people would be in trouble. Okay.
There you go.
So things that you might not have known from the airlines.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will stand up and fight for Texas. Timothy D'Alessandro is AQ rated by the NRA and TSRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Well, it's a $1
Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. Million Dollar Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus, Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, earlier you were talking about people paying for people not to commit crimes.
Right.
What I heard you say was paying people to not get caught.
Oh, well, no, if they get arrested, see, that's the thing. I think that's what the key
right.
is. But yeah,
so you only pay them if they don't get caught.
Right, exactly. That is the way that's going to work. Hey, we just heard that commercial about Million Dollar Quartet. They're going to do a TV version of that. So we'll see how that all works out. Ought to be kind of fun. Anyhow, we'll see. It's CMT is stretching out the stage musical into an 8-part miniseries, and casting is already underway. All right. Now, this is interesting. I mean, I don't know. We don't talk about things that go on Broadway very much. The play,
about as much as we do fashion.
Yeah, there you go. The play White Rabbit, Red Rabbit does not need a director or a set or even rehearsals. Playbill.com says starting March the 7th at an off-Broadway theater called the West Side Theater, and every Monday night after that, see, Broadway's usually dark on Monday, Nathan Lane, Whoopi Goldberg, Alan Cumming, and Andrea Martin, plus others, will be handed a script and walk out onto the stage and perform the one-character play. We'll have a different star at each performance. No one will see the script in advance. They just have to show up and do it.
Interesting.
That is kind of fun. And again, you know, for people who do that kind of stuff, they think that Broadway is good because they get the feedback immediately,
right,
and that kind of thing.
I was going to
say
it's kind of fun until it stinks.
Yeah, if it it's good unless it isn't.
Yeah.
Be my luck, I'd show up on Whoopi Goldberg night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you
yeah.
at least know who's performing?
I don't know. That, again, this is such a new concept
right.
that I'm not exactly sure where it goes with that. But still in all, that's something. And I don't
Does
know
Does it say
called.
If it's just one writer? Or
Yes, it is. It's, okay. Yeah, I forget who the person is, but anyway. And the U.S. Marshals Service, they're going to have a little auction going on. They're going to sell off nearly $100,000 worth of jewelry that used to belong to Bernie Madoff and his wife, Ruth, on an online auction. Buyers can choose from diamond tennis bracelet, gold money clip, antique necklace, a brooch, two Patek Philippe watches, all that stuff. So, see if you can do that. This date, 1924, the Royal Greenwich Observatory started doing the little BBC pips that you might hear at the beginning of their stuff and their news. And Radio Shack filed for bankruptcy in 2015. Chelsea, thanks for sitting in.
Thanks, guys.
WTAW College Station, Brian.